Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think it's interesting how they made a couple of major moves and changed their team. They determined some time ago, 3.5 years ago in season, that, we're probably in, that's about as far as this group's going to take us. And this group featured one of the great interior players in the NBA in Domantas Sabonis. And they traded him to Sacramento and brought back Tyrese Halliburton. Well, that worked. And then a year and a half ago, they gave up a boatload. And a similar trade to what the Cavs made for Donovan Mitchell. But you could make the argument that the top-notch NBA talent wasn't there, like Lauri Markkanen. You know, Lauri, really good player in Utah, good player when he was here playing the role that he was asked to play. And Colin Sexton, a guy who averages, you know, plenty of points a game. And they gave up some talent and some draft picks to bring in Siakam. And I asked Dustin, you know, what do you think about the Cavs? And he said he thinks they have more juice, Andy, that there's more to go there because you have Donovan Mitchell and a growing Evan Mobley.
Is it just those two? That's the question, though. Do they need the other parts of that core four? And so, yeah, I thought you brought it to the break, and I thought you were right. Is he just alluding to take those two guys and then figure out the rest? Is that what the future is? And you could go back and talk a little bit about where you were talking like two segments ago about, hey, look how quickly the Pacers put this together. Look how quickly
the Knicks put this thing together.
Yeah. So I just – they have the player. The question is, or do they have two of the player? And then they need to rebuild around the outside. Is that the question? If they want to rebuild, they don't win that many games.
I think they have two guys that are clearly upper echelon in the NBA. And if you need proof of that, just look at the two guys that made all NBA teams. Donovan Mitchell, first team, Evan Mobley, second team. There are only 10 guys on those teams. That's a huge team.
I think hang on to Garland.
I think hang on to Jarrett. Unless, for instance, Indiana thought we'll take the dynamic point guard who's 6'5", and trade the big guy who's one of the best big guys in the NBA because of the way they wanted to do things. And, you know, I'm not moving Darius Garland just to move him. That'd be silly. I wouldn't move Jarrett Allen just to move to move Jarrett, period, because you need two big guys. But man, you've got to work those phones because clearly I don't think Indiana's going to get worse. I don't think the Knicks are going to get worse. I don't think the Celtics in a year or two when they get Jason Tatum back are going to get worse. And other teams are going to get better. Detroit, Orlando, interesting. Brian is with us. Hello, Brian in North Ridgeville.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Hey, thanks for taking my call. I love the show.
Good.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
I just wanted to comment on what you guys are talking about. I agreed with Dustin that the beat reporter there who called in and said that the Cavs can grow with their current roster, and I agree with that. I don't think they should cut anybody. Anyone who thinks that they should ditch Darius is a fool, in my opinion. he's an all-star, and it's funny. I remember texting my friend during the finals or before the final saying, you know, hey, Ty Jerome looks like he can be a starter. He's a stud. And then he couldn't hit the broadside of the barn when the final started. And I said, okay, we absolutely need Darius. But the point is that we beat all four of the teams in both of the conferences. In the conference finals, we beat all of them during the course of the season. And I think the main factor that that befell the Cavs is the unfortunate injuries. You know, you chop three legs off of your team in the playoffs, and you're gonna have problems. And that's an unfortunate irony, especially for the great coach of the year Kenny Atkinson's approach all year of juggling our deep bench and our players to keep these guys fresh. So that's all I had for you guys, and I really appreciate you taking my call. Keep the team.
You got it. Thank you, Brian.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think the biggest thing we learned as Cavs fans is what happened during the regular season just doesn't matter. I mean, especially when you go back and look at what those last two games against Indiana really didn't matter, did they? No. During the regular season?
Oh, no.
No, they didn't mean anything. So, we could sit around and say, okay, they beat them.
There was only one game where the Pacers played the Cavs at full strength, and that was the first game, and Indiana won it in Cleveland. Tyrese Halliburton didn't play the next game in Indiana.
I see a definite argument for not wanting to change anything.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. But I think people get antsy, and they're like, well, they can't. And by the way, the Cavaliers, since Dan Gilbert's taken over, I mean, it's not like this team hasn't been antsy since the first day he got here, right? But that's a good thing. I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bad thing. I'm saying it's a good thing because you have ownership that wants to spend money, that will do whatever it takes to get better, to try to put players in the right position, to supplement great players when you know you have the great player, and then to be able to do whatever it takes to want to win a championship. I mean, I've always respected them for that, but I don't know if patience is always there, even though, I mean, there have been times before where, I mean, I guess they could have been patient and not gone back to LeBron the second time. I don't know if you look at their commitment to Kyrie at that point.
Yeah.
But guess what? You got a championship out of it. So being impatient never bothered me there. And how many trips to the finals?
Four.
Yeah. So
let me throw this one at you, though. Okay. If you don't want to make any major moves, and I could understand that completely.
I don't think you can, but keep going. Yeah.
How do you get better?
I don't know.
You get better from within?
Yeah, you're going to have to, aren't you? Or try to make one move.
Is it health? Can you, and I have a problem with this. Can you completely, and maybe you can you completely write off what happened against Indiana due to the Cavs having some injuries? Can you do that?
It was the first time that they were battling injuries the way they were all season long, with major players getting hurt throughout the season.
Got smoked in five, though, Andy. You know, that's my fear for the organization is if they say, well, you know what, we were hurt, so we're okay. Maybe you are. Maybe you are.
You're also a year older.
Yeah, I personally think you just have to have your eyes and ears wide open if there's an opportunity that presents itself to improve this team. Ken is in beautiful Cuyahoga Falls. Hello, Ken.
Hey, Ken.
Gentlemen, so I have a couple questions for you. I am. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
So I've got a question for you. So I think, what do you think about playing Craig Porter Jr. a little bit more? You know what I mean? Because for one, he does play good defense, right? And also, what about playing Tyson more? I know he's younger, but he's a little bit taller. Also, the only way you're going to give Mobley more shots, you got to give up Garland. As I do like Garland, don't get me wrong, but you got two ball dominant guards that shoot it, and you got to get the ball somewhere, right? It's like I understand it's going to get hard to get rid of him, but we got to do something. If I don't have a problem bringing it back, but it's like I think that Craig Porter Jr. did a good job when Garland was injured, correct? So I think maybe we could play him a little more if we – I just don't know what to do because it's like Garland just seems to not show up in the playoffs. I mean, it's not like he's totally blank, but like look at Indiana, look at these
I'm going to go with he was hurt there too, though. Yeah.
Yeah, he could. That could be.
I would agree with you. I'd agree with you about Darius. The shots for Mobley are going to have to come from somewhere, and I think Darius is the place where those shots could come from. I would think that's the case. Ken, thank you for the phone call. I don't see Craig Porter Jr. starting, but I could certainly see him coming off the bench and playing well. I think that could definitely work. The issue is this. Are they locked into that? And if so, then how do you improve things? Again, the two ball dominant guards, they both need shots. They both take a lot of shots. And if Mobley's going to take yet another step, and he did this year, second team all NBA. I mean, people around the NBA saw it, liked it, and he only averaged like 12 shots a game because he was really good defensively and he did a lot of things offensively. But he took only about 12 shots a game. Well, I'd like to see him take 16 or 17 shots a game and then see what you have. Where are those going to come from? I threw this out earlier, Andy. Can you sit down with Darius in the offseason like you sat down with Donovan last offseason and say, hey, for the betterment of the team, we want you to play fewer minutes, as they told Donovan last year,
right?
And take fewer shots. And Donovan bought in. Could they say to Darius, we want you to take fewer shots and be more of a facilitator? Would that work?
Do you think they had that conversation last year with him?
No.
Okay. Then.
No, I think he did exactly what he was asked to do, and he did it well. See, Darius is a heck of a player. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. It has nothing to do, in my estimation, nothing to do with his ability as a player. It has everything to do with fit and how this team gets better moving forward. As to why I would listen to phone calls and why I would make some phone calls if I'm the Cavaliers. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.